Well, greetings and salutations, one and all, to the one and only in the entire world, the Super View Show's Mixed Bag, coming to you live once again from many caves. As always, I am joined by the esteemed panel of panelists right here on the Super View Show Network. Bill, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Ah, living the dream, buddy. Justin, how are you doing tonight?
All right. How you doing?
And you love her. She's back. Allie, good to have you back in.
Are we still doing this individuality thing?
It sounds better. Just trust me on that.
I don't trust any people. You know that.
Okay. Well, either way. No, but we have a fantastic, since it's now March, Bill, what is our topic for tonight?
Well, it's March, so that means it's March Madness.
Yes. 2025 March Madness.
It is March Madness. And as per tradition, we are going to do March Madness bracket.
Yes.
For different things. Today, we are going to do one for The Fairly Odd Parents.
Yes, the esteemed childhood television show that has affected all of our lives when we were at least 7 or 8 years old.
When did it come out? Was it 2000 or 2001?
I thought it was 1999. I could be wrong, though.
Well, I know it started with, what, Oh Yeah Cartoons in 97, 98.
Because Timmy is an average kid.
I think it's 2001.
Let's check really quick. Anyways, but we have a really good 2001. You're right. It was 2001.
So, it's a year early, but we're celebrating 25 years of The Fairly Odd Parents.
What? Crazy.
Yeah, I guess we'll take that.
It's a year early, but hey, we're going to do it anyways. So anyways, Bill, if you're listening to
listening
us,
to
on,
us podcast, on
podcast, if you're listening to us on podcast format, to sit back, relax, and enjoy. And yeah, let's get right into it, shall we, Bill?
Let's do it.
All right, you got the panel, the present button there. So what do you got? There we go.
Here we go.
All right. Take her away, bud.
All right. Here is our categories. Specials. Villainous episodes. Cosmo and Wanda and Timmy's parents. And Best of Timmy.
Awesome.
All right, so what do we want to start with?
Can I volunteer that we start with specials? Is that okay?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Number one, ABBA Catastrophe versus number 16, Love Struck.
AKA the Valentine's Day special for Fairly Odd. Yes.
Ooh, this is actually tough already. Oh, my God. Let's see. Let's do my vote is for ABBA Catastrophe.
I second that.
I barely remember how Love Struck, so I'm going ABBA Catastrophe.
It's unanimous.
Unanimous choice there. It's ABBA Catastrophe. Next one down, Bill. What do you got?
We got Fairly Odd Games, Big Superhero Wish.
So in other words, number 8 being a Fairly Odd Olympics special, which actually took place during the 2008 Olympics, fun fact.
Interesting.
And the Big Superhero Wish is the episode where everybody becomes superheroes, supervillains, etc.
With the crimson chin.
But probably the one that I feel more memorable is Big Superhero Wish.
Yeah. For some reason, when I'm thinking about the Remy Bucks Plenty episode, when I think about the Fairly Odd Games.
I gotta do Big Superhero Wish.
Maybe that's the episode I'm thinking about.
That's 3.
That's 3-1 right there. All right, next one down.
Fairly Odd Baby versus Scary Godparents.
Fairly Odd Baby is the episode where, the baby, Scary Godparents is the Halloween special.
Poop the baby.
Poof.
That poop is his anti-hero and anti-fairy.
Yes. Anti-fairy, which surprisingly, I hate to say, in the new version, they make poop and poop grown up.
That's weird.
I'm having a hard.
Definitely takes place in the future, but.
I can't remember the Scary Godparents episode that well.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I'm probably going to go with Fairly Odd, maybe. Fairly Odd, you know.
Yeah.
One hour special.
I'll go Fairly Odd, baby, just because I barely remember Scary Godparents.
Okay. Next one. Christmas Every Day versus Jimmy Kimmy Power Hour.
Jimmy Kimmy Power Hour 2.
The second one. Okay. That's the one where the supporting cast start going into each other's
Jimmy and Chong people go in. And Jordan Van Strangle.
Is that the one with the flying hot dog?
Yes.
Hot dogs cannot fly.
I never liked Christmas Every Day. I'm gonna go with the Jimmy Timmy Power Hour 2. It's my favorite Jimmy Timmy Power Hour special.
Yeah.
I like the message in Christmas Every Day, but I gotta go Jimmy Timmy Power Hour 2.
That's three.
Anonymous, there you go.
All right, number six, School's Out the Musical versus the first Jimmy Kimmy Power Hour.
Ooh.
Wait, you have Fairly Odd Baby on there twice.
Bill. Oh, shit, I do? Okay, let me fix it.
Wait, isn't one of them going to be Wishology?
Oh, God. Hold on.
Time out, people.
Hold the phone.
Oh, shoot, I got it mixed up.
That's all right. Take your time.
March Madness.
So who are you guys rooting for this year for March Madness?
Oh, I'm not sure. Notre Dame. Irish, baby. Irish. The Irish. Go Notre Dame basketball.
Okay. Can somebody let me think here for a minute?
Sorry, I'm taking it.
Okay. Okay, no. The first Fairly Odd Baby is Fairly
Idol. Oh, it's Fairly Idol.
Oh, okay.
I'm still going with Fairly Idol.
Fairly Idol. Hands down.
And number three is Fairly Odd Baby.
Okay.
No, okay. Wait. We didn't just... What was it? School's Out versus Jimmy Timmy Power Hour?
Well, regardless, we just went back and it's still Fairly Idol. We know what it is.
That's all right.
Yes. There you go.
Sorry about that, everyone. It's okay. Right.
School's Out versus the first Jimmy Timmy Power Hour.
The first Jimmy Timmy Power Hour. For me, at least.
I gotta go School's Out the Musical.
I'm gonna go School's Out.
I'm going School's Out. Because I just
know how catchy the songs are.
Especially the Pixie rap. A fun fact, I think it's Redman and I forgot who the other guy was. But Redman was in it.
Oh my God. So Jimmy Timmy Power is out? Oh my God.
We got the second one, no worries. School's out then.
I know, but.
It's only the first one.
Next one. Fairly Odd Baby versus Jimmy Timmy Power Hour 3.
Okay.
I'm going to go Jimmy Timmy Power Hour 3 because that's where the series should have ended.
Yes, the Fairly Odd Baby was the beginning of the end.
Yeah, that's when the show began jumping the shark.
Wait, JT and I didn't vote, did we?
Well, no. What do you guys say?
Jimmy Timmy Power
Hour. All right. 3.
That was the series finale for Jimmy Neutron.
Really?
Oh, what?
I'm not kidding. I've done my research. I've looked this up.
Wait. That's not true, is it? I remember distinctly there was one episode that aired after Jimmy Timmy Power Hour. And it was the episode where they all go to Mars with Eustace Strict.
Nope. I know I'm right.
I don't know. I haven't watched Jimmy Neutron in a while.
I have. Believe me, I know.
All right.
Go ahead.
We'll do a Jimmy Neutron versus Fairly Odd Parents bracket eventually.
One day.
Okay. Next, Wishology versus Timmy's Secret Wish.
Wishology. I mean, Timmy's Secret Wish was terrible.
Remind me again what the secret wish was.
He wished to stop time. Spoilers. He wished pretty much to be tech forever.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I never saw it, so I'm going to go with Wishology by default.
Yeah, Wishology was a highlight for me as a child.
So Wishology it is.
Wishology was the last Fairly Odd Parents thing I watched.
I'll be honest, that should have been the finale for Fairly Odd Parents.
Really? Oh my God.
All right. This one is pretty easy. It's Channel Chasers. Probably the best Fairly Odd Parents special they had.
Another opportunity to end the show if they so chose.
Oh, that would have been the perfect series for Henry.
Yes.
And Merry Wishmas.
I mean, it's pretty much unanimous, Bill.
Channel Chasers.
Yep.
Yep. Say no mas.
All right. Which one do we want to do next? Villains, Cosmo, Wanda, Timmy's
parents.
I guess
let's do the villains.
All right, villains. So this one's right here.
This one's good.
Information Super Highway versus The Odd Couple.
So in other words, pretty much Timmy goes into the internet to try to get a letter from Chipsy Tangets and will have a Crocker issue versus the episode where Timmy wishes a boyfriend for Vicky.
Hey, Justin.
Okay, I remember
Timmy,
both of these.
I respect your privacy, but I'm asserting my authority as your father.
By coming in anyway. So, fun fact, I tried using that as my subline, but I was limited to 50 characters, so yeah.
I mean, probably the best part of that Information Superhighway episode is the Crocker in the dress. And Timmy's dad.
Timmy, you shouldn't be on those websites.
But it's my teacher.
Well,
that's why you can look pretty.
I swear.
I gotta go with Information Super High. I mean, this one's more memorable than The Odd Couple.
Yes. Information Super Highway. Dur-dur-dur.
Okay. Who's next?
Also, very rudimentary understanding of the internet, I must say.
Oh, and this one's about to back because these two aired together.
All right. Tim Visible and That Old Black Magic. Allie, I'm going to need you to fill in on these episodes.
Okay, so this is the episode where Timmy makes himself invisible on the last day of school where he's supposed to get the perfect attendance award. Versus That Old Black Magic, which is the introduction of the anti-fairies. Which, again, these two were actually back-to-back episodes together.
Oof.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all coming back to me now.
I mean, I'm going to put my vote in. I am going to Invisible. I love the haunted locker room.
Behold, the Invisible Boy. Oh, yeah? Invisible Boy? Well, this is me clapping my invisible hands.
Oh, my God.
Hi, friends. It's just me. The girl. Not the boy. I can't do that part.
Tim Visible for me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go That Old Black Magic.
Alrighty.
Because that introduced the anti-fairies who are actually enjoyable to have.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin.
Ah, jeez, that's so hard.
Either you or the device. Don't make it hard.
God damn. I'm going to go Black Magic.
You made it hard.
Uh-oh. What are we
going to
do?
I gotcha. One is Tim Visible, two is That Old Black Magic. Alexa, pick a number between one and two.
There's a number between one and two. It's two.
It's That Old Black Magic.
No! When are we going to get onto the ride?
This is the ride! Whee! Oh, Oh my god, now I need to go to a real escalator land. Oh, I hope there's eels too. Oh, my wrong show.
Eels.
Number 5, Dread and Breakfast versus number 12, Totally Spaced Out.
Okay. Totally Spaced Out.
That was the first one with March, right?
What?
That was with Mark Chang, right?
Yes. Totally Spaced Out is Mark Chang pretty much kidnapping Vicky Chang on her birthday, on his birthday. And this is also the introduction of the Flappy Bob Auditorium. Dread and Breakfast is the episode.
I'm happy Peppy Gary. We're happy Peppy 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 Pep as happy Peppy Gary. That Bob is kind of scary.
Oh my god. Dread and Breakfast is the episode where Timmy's parents hosts all of Timmy's arch enemies in a bed and breakfast.
I know it's Totally Spaced Out.
Yeah, I don't think I ever saw the Dread and Breakfast one.
I've seen it. It's not too bad, but I like Totally Spaced Out better. All right. Next.
Okay, cool. That's back to the
pretty
norm.
Easy.
Versus number 13, Imaginary Gary.
It's back to the norm. Come on, Norm MacDonald?
But it's Gary, you know, Gary, the imaginary friend, you were there, Timmy was there, good times.
Justin, you show some respect to the late, great Norm MacDonald.
Gary.
Wait, what'd you say, JT?
Gary.
You're going Gary, I'm going back to the Norm.
Oh, no.
R.I.P. Norm, back to the Norm.
We swear for it.
Fine, I'll go Norm.
Wow. I did like the Imaginary Gary episode. You know,
Imaginary Gary.
I know. I just couldn't vote without letting that run its course, though.
Okay. Number 6, Dog's Day Afternoon versus Odd Odd West.
So brief synopsis, Dog's Day Afternoon, Timmy wishes to switch the minds with Vicky's pet Doodle. He's going to get fixed. Odd Odd West is the Wild Wild West episode with Vicky the Kid.
Yes.
In China, tear down Timmy's dad's hopes and dreams. His childhood.
Yep.
Yours.
Okay. So I'm going to go Odd Odd West.
I'm going to second that.
Third.
All right.
All right. Special. Unanimous.
Unanimous.
Nope. Oh.
Not yet.
I don't know how that. I saw nothing. I'm blind.
Just kidding.
We're doing Anti-Poof number 14, Miss Dimmesdale.
So the introduction of Poof versus the whole Vicky trying to win this Dimmesdale thing only to lose out to Timmy's dad. Spoilers.
Oh my god, I remember that.
I mean,
I barely remember the Anti-Poof one, so I'm going to go with Miss Dimmesdale.
I'll go with Miss Dimmesdale.
Dimmesdale. Make it easy on you.
Okay.
Number 7, Vicky loses her icky versus number 10, the switch glitch.
Vicky.
We know that Vicky loses her icky is the one where Vicky becomes a nice switch glitch. I think that's the one where.
That's the one with the evil bug.
Ooh. No, switch glitch. Which one is that one? Is that one of them is the one where Timmy switches places with Cosmo and Juana.
Oh, you know what that one was? That's the one where he kept switching bodies and then he switches with Mr. Crocker, and Mr. Crocker tries to expose the fairies.
No. Okay, no, this is what I thought it was. It's the episode where Timmy wishes Vicky to be a 5-year-old child, only for Vicky to get Timmy's godparents.
Oh.
No, to be honest, I don't really like that one.
Yeah, that one was very mean-spirited.
And you took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm going to go Vicky loses her icky because the idea of there being a bug of concentrated evil as the cause of Vicky's evilness is just the right amount of crazy for me.
Wow. You know what? One of my favorite line in the episode, Dad, Mom, don't ask why, but I got to stick this net of dad pants.
Oh, is it Father's Day already?
Oh my god.
And
there we go.
I remember going,
oh my god.
We're gonna go, you'll get you baby, but we're not hungry yet. So we're gonna sit in the car and wait till we are. Hungry yet?
Oh, I don't remember the episode. I remember the switch quiz now just reading it. And that's probably gonna be my vote.
The Father's Day joke is, oh my god.
It finally makes sense all these years later.
All right.
So,
I'll explain it to you off camera.
All right. So it's a 1-1, right?
I'm going with Vicky loses her Icky.
Icky Vicky. I don't know. Go for that.
All right. Okay. This one's too easy. This one. It's probably the easiest one.
Denzel Walker versus Mind Over Magic.
Only because March 15th is only 10 days away. Secret Origins of Denzel Crocker.
Yeah, remind me what Mind Over Magic was again.
What? Oh, that was the one where Timmy read minds. And Crocker tried to use.
Oh, your mama called you Flippy.
Yes.
So, which one we going with?
It's got to be Secret Origins.
Secret Origins.
All right.
Is it Be Nice to Squirrels Day?
No.
Run, it's March 15th.
It is 10 days from now.
March 15th.
So where are we going next?
All right. Best of Cosmo, Wanda, and Timmy's parents, or best of Timmy?
Let's do... Cosmo, Wanda, and Timmy's parents.
It's right there.
It's the top one, right? There you go.
No, wait. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Number one, This Is Your Wish versus number 16, Big Wanda.
So, brief explanation. Okay. This Is Your Wish, the whole thing, like, you know, Cosmo saying fairy world will beat Timmy's parents. They show a bunch of clips and all that. Big Wanda is the episode where Wanda takes over for her father's job and girlifies it. While Timmy and Cosmo try to find Big Daddy.
So, can I just say, I never enjoyed the Mama Cosmo episodes.
I get it.
They're both kind of Mama Cosmo. That just annoys you, you know?
Fair enough.
Yeah. So, I'm going to say Big Wanda for me, because that misunderstanding at the end. We are taking her out to dinner.
And Frankie is a butcher.
This is butcher's shop. And expensive. Just look at the prices. $50 for a calzone. Hey, a guy's gotta make a living, you know?
That better be a good calzone. I'm going with this wish because I know how to make things cleaner.
That's just a calzone in a 2025 trattoria.
Well, that's 1-1. Bill, JT?
I'm going to go with, okay, what was This Is Your Wish again?
The whole thing about Cosmo's mistakes or good moments, whether he stayed
in there. Oh, yeah.
I call it Pittsburgh.
Not this way! Cosmo, you bumbling idiot!
I know how to make things warmer. I know how to make it cleaner.
I call him Pittsburgh.
Oh my god.
You clean toilets now.
This is your wish.
I gotta go because it also starred the great Billy Crystal.
Ooh.
Not Billy Crystal Ball.
No, did the actual Billy Crystal voice him?
No.
Boo.
Do you rescind your choice?
No.
Damn.
JT?
This is your wish.
All right.
Sorry.
Next. Okay.
Oh my god.
This is a tough one because they're both good. I love both of these episodes.
Okay, what's the odd jobs episode?
The ones where Timmy's dad gets all those random jobs. Timmy's dad gets
because he was embarrassed that his dad was just a pencil pusher.
Must make son proud!
I can't choose. I don't know. I need to go last on this. They're both so good.
I don't know my mom and Dino dad.
Uranus the planet?
It's a planet!
Who knew?
All right, so you're going Mighty Mom and Dad. Dino
Dad,
right? Okay.
I'm going odd jobs.
You know, if you don't mind, I'd like to change my answer.
You're going odd jobs?
Yeah, because I actually remember that episode more with the quote. It's more quotable. So just, you're right.
Oh, you know, Meat Vision? Come on, Meat Vision's good. Ooh.
See, here's the thing about my mom and Dino Dad. I can only remember the broad comic book parodies of it.
Mm.
Like when they take care of their work in like 10 minutes.
Wish I had something like that.
And then, you know, Timmy essentially becoming Galactus. Which, as a Marvel fan, I really appreciated.
That's why I'm going to go on Mighty Mom and Dino Dad.
But, again, Odd Jobs is just more memorable to me.
Come on, you forgot the part where Timmy had to clog toilets.
Alright, so...
Yeah, but you forget the part where Timmy's dad literally throws pencils at the crowd. Catch!
He does it all the time. I mean, this is why this one's so tough because I love both of these episodes.
But you can only pick one. Odd Jobs.
All right, Odd Jobs it is.
Also.
Right. Yep. Okay.
Partnership versus Truth or Cosmoquence.
So pretty much Cosmo runs away to his mother and Mama Cosmo tries to break up their marriage again versus Cosmo faking himself in a high school reunion.
Which one is which? Which?
A partnership is the one with the Mama Cosmo. Truth or Cosmoquence is a high school reunion.
Okay.
I'm going to go Truth or Consequences.
Same.
Because pay up.
Oh boy.
Bill, does that remind you of anything?
Yes, it does.
I'm probably gonna disagree with you guys. I'm going with the partnership. It's an old classic.
Oh my god.
His mom? Mama Cosmo?
It's again, the anger anniversary.
Again, I do not like Mama Cosmo episodes.
All right, Bill, it's up to you.
I gotta go with a partnership.
Okay, you made it hard on us. One, a partnership. Two, Trooper Cosmoquences. Alexa, pick a number between one and two. Alexa, pick a number between one and two.
There's a number between one and two. It's two.
It's all right.
Who won?
Truth or Consequences?
Or Consequences. All right.
Where's Wanda versus Blondes Have More Fun?
Pretty much Wanda-based episode. Wanda disappears and Timmy tries to figure out who took her versus the episode where Wanda
is
with her twin. Is it her twin or is it her sister? Are they
her
twins?
Sister.
Just her sister, Blonde.
Okay.
And all the extreme wishes.
I have fond memories of both episodes.
Yeah!
And Timmy's dad wants to get involved in the whole plot.
Oh, man.
I gotta this go with is... have more fun because I want a Zappy fight one day.
I'm getting behind Allie on that one there because I'm single and I want to date a blonde. That's self-explanatory. There you go.
I'm going right. Where's Wanda?
JT, that is a horrible reason to vote for it.
I know. It's terrible. Go on. What do you got?
I'm going right. Where's Wanda?
All right, Justin, it's up to you. Don't make things hard.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm sorry, Allie, but here's the thing.
No.
Blondes Have More Fun, I think, is the funnier episode of the two. However, I appreciate the film references from Where's Wanda? I mean, it goes over Jaws, it goes over Rocky, Casablanca, Frankenstein. And it introduces Wanda's chocolate addiction.
Did you say chocolate? Wait, wrong show.
So I think that chocolate is that's going to be the chocolate, big determining factor chocolate. And I think I'm going to choose Where Wanda chocolate.
Alexa, pick a number between 1 and 2.
There's a number between 1 and 2. It's 1.
Congratulations.
Yay! Damn it!
Darn.
All
right. Son
of a bitch.
Anyways, sorry.
Okay, oh no, this one's too easy.
Yeah, most of that more, never mind.
I will say this, CosmoCon is a whole fairy convention. Who's your daddy? Timmy tries to see how he lives with other of his kid friends' parents. The obvious answer is CosmoCon.
Yes.
Yes.
It's also one of my favorite episodes of all time.
Self-explanatory.
With pop diva Brittany Brittany.
Any of the Brittany answers?
Hit it, Brittany!
Also, to begin with, wait a minute. He got an A.
Dad never told me to hit it.
Timmy got
and
an A.
Stay out.
I gotta go CosmoCon.
So is that 3?
Yeah. All right. All right. Number 3, Wanda's Day Off. Number 14, the Grand Plan.
The Grand Plan. Not the Grand Plan. You know, the whole thing. Wanda takes a day off. Timmy's trying to work on his biology project. World domination. The Grand Plan is Cosmo has to get a transplant with Anti-Cosmo.
Oh, I love that episode so much.
But I gotta go with world domination. I have to. Very world domination, to be exact.
I love you. But you're idiots!
But you're idiots! So Wanda's Day Off.
I'm going with the
Grand. Yeah.
Ooh, JT?
Wanda's Day Off.
Okay.
Oh, that's here we go. Theater.
All right.
Number 7, That's Life versus number 10, Parenthood.
Okay, it's the one with the gerbil, Eddie.
Yeah.
Parenthood is the one they go to Niagara Falls to try the pen that silver sharpener. Only to, you know, be followed or switch with some criminals.
Oh, the false mustache.
It's happy. Because they're both good episodes.
What was That Life?
That's the one with the whole garden contest that Timmy's parents go against Dinkelberg and also involves Timmy's dead gerbil he somehow brought back to life.
That's life because of Dinkelberg.
Wait, was it no, that wasn't the beginning of Dinkelberg, was it? No, that was earlier.
No, that happened earlier, but I'm gonna go That's Life because I never realized how often Timmy lost pass when he went to summer camp.
Yeah.
Camp.
Yeah.
Camp. Yeah.
Wow.
That's life.
That's 2.
That's all the people say.
I guess it is. Okay. Yeah.
Barry's Friends and Neighbors versus Mother Nature.
So Timmy's godparents becomes friends with Timmy's parents versus Timmy's mom being the weather lady. Oh I gotta go with Mother Nature on this one.
Yeah, Mother Nature. That
what, the skeleton? The skeleton's the best part.
What? I'm gonna be.
Oh, Timmy's mom! Stop ignoring me!
That's 2.
Yo, what would mom do? Good question. What the hell? Well, I drink this glass of water. I think you're being too hard on Timmy. Yeah? Okay? Hurt his side.
Oh, sure. Take his side.
So are we all going Mother Nature?
Yes. Yeah.
And we got an upset.
Is that going to put it home and you're going to make Dad get rid of that creepy puppet?
Yes. All right. Let's focus on Timmy.
Okay. Number one, Shiny Teeth versus number 16, Sleep Over and Over.
So, Chip Skylark and Shiny Teeth versus the Sleepover with Chester and AJ.
Shiny Teeth, hands bricking down.
Fun fact, I actually did listen to this today. I listened to this today while working.
Nice. That's a win right there. That's a win.
My Shiny Teeth.
I'm going to go Sleepover and Over.
Wait, did Bill vote?
Bill?
I just said Shiny Teeth.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, just right.
Oh, then my vote's moot.
Okay.
Why, Justin? You have some explaining to do here, Pally.
Okay, let's move on. I'm going to try to
do some. You got some explaining to do.
Move on because
he's got to explain.
Not the biggest Chip Skylark fan.
Okay, moving on.
TV's Adam West.
Number eight, Go West Young Man versus Max Magician. What is
pretty much Batman, aka Adam West being a kid again. Whoa, who was that? Sorry, I just saw a flash of light outside my window.
I'm gonna go Max Magician. I barely remember the Go West Young Man.
Wait, is that the one where whenever Timmy's mom opens up a can of tuna, Adam West starts scratching up her leg?
Yes.
Oh yeah, that. You know what?
Also, bring him back alive.
That's good. You know what? Yeah, I think we're gonna go West, young.
I'm going with Adam West.
TV's Adam West. Where?
Okay.
Number five, Birthday Wish.
Scroll up.
Oh, there we go.
Versus number 12, Who's Playdate.
So this, I'm trying to do some explanation here. This is probably sort of it's the episode where Timmy's trying to get rid of his birthday, trying to make everybody forget his birthday or something, because he's worried that his fairy godparents will go away. Poop's play day, you know, poop and poop have a play day. It doesn't go well.
I don't remember either of these episodes.
I remember one of them.
Which one?
Never mind, I forgot.
I'm just gonna go with Birthday Wish, just you know.
Or Birthday Wish, just get out of the way.
I am abstaining.
Well, it's already gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Foul Ball versus So Totally Spaced Out.
Okay, so pretty much Timmy helping Chester out with the ball game versus Timmy going to Yucopotamia to help his arch nemesis to help Mark Chang out with those giggly.
The giggle pie.
Oh my god, yes.
I'll be right back. I'm voting Foul Ball.
I'm going Foul Ball.
Foul Ball.
He's going first, second, third.
My pants.
Oh, you didn't bring those, honey.
Right.
Okay, no, I'm good.
All right.
I don't know what's going on today, where I am.
All right,
we good?
Yep.
Yep.
Foul ball.
Strike one.
Number six, Kung Fu Timmy versus number 11, Mission Responsible.
I barely remember Kung Fu Timmy, but I think it's the one where he tries to do Kung Fu to get Francis out of his parents' home and stuff. Mission Responsible is when Timmy babysits Pooh for the first time.
I don't remember either of these either.
I'm just going to go Mission Responsible because that's the only one I can remember out of those two.
Mission Responsible, if you choose to accept it.
Well, it's going to go away in the next round. That mark my words.
Yeah, most of these are going to go away.
Yeah, no doubt.
Okay.
Okay, this one.
Hex Games and Power Man.
Pretty much Timmy going skateboarding versus Timmy in a video game. But I know which one I'm going for.
Which one?
I'm going Power Mad. The wheels of the bus go round and round.
Oh, that episode.
Yeah. How do you know when it's over?
I do. Come on, TV parody, isn't it?
Wanda, you have some explaining to do.
Power Mad.
All right.
Yes. All right. Number 7, Lights, Camera, Adam versus number 10, The Good Old Days.
So pretty much TV's Adam West versus Timmy and his grandpappy going back into retro cartoons.
I'm going to...
Adam West plays Camera Adam versus retro cartoons.
Lights, Camera, Adam, because it's essentially him doing Batman.
The movie. TV's Adam.
Where? Top, though.
Where?
Is that what everyone's waiting for? Oh, edit. There you go.
Hold on.
We'll get it. We'll know. Oh,
TV's Adam West.
If you go to your right, though. Down. Right, yes. No, could you type it? There you go. Yes, you can. Just put it up top. We'll know. We'll know what it is.
I don't know how to do it. Okay, no. Okay. So what were you?
I guess, are you all voting for the Adam West one?
We all chose the Adam West one, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You mean Adam West? Where? I never get tired of that. Sorry.
Wait. Is number that Dream Goat?
Dream versus number 15, Action Packed.
What Dream episode are we talking about?
I don't know.
Damn it, I made that list, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
It's probably the one with Chompy. That's why.
Oh, okay.
So Chompy versus the Action.
Action-packed, hands down. The Crimson Chin! Here comes the Crimson Chin!
Wait, Action-packed wasn't Crimson Chin, was it?
No.
Oh, wait. No, it wasn't? Don't lie to me.
It was Dream Goat. That one, though.
The Goat one.
That was the Chompy episode.
Doug Dimmadome.
Okay, Action Pack was the one where Timmy wishes his life was an action movie.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you're right. Sorry, I thought it was the one with the crimson chin.
No.
The red chin. Red chin. My chin's red right now.
So what is Dream?
Okay, so is it one for Action Pack right now? I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm going Action Packed.
Allie?
Action Packed. I already said it.
JT?
Action Packed, baby.
All right, moving on.
All right, well, we're down to
32. All right, we're now on the round of 32. Abacatastrophe versus...
The Big Superhero Wish?
Yes.
Honestly, I wasn't a big fan of Abacatastrophe. I'll be straight up honest. It was interesting because
Abacatastrophe was... I remember when I watched it for the first time, I was super excited. I gotta go with Abacatastrophe.
I'm going to go with Big Superhero Wish.
All right, JT.
Abra Catastrophe.
Y'all saying you make this easy or make this hard?
Big Superhero Wish, sorry.
Oh.
Damn it. Alexa, pick a number between 1 and 2.
There's a number between 1 and 2. It's 1.
It's Abra Catastrophe.
Let's go, baby. Woo! All right.
Okay, all right. Number 5, Fairy Idol versus number 12, Scary Godparents.
Come on, Fairy Idol? Like, what are you doing, Phil?
No, I just had an issue.
Yeah. I mean, Scary Godparents is good. I mean, I kind of like the Fairy Idol thing because it's like they're mocking American Idol. at the time.
Yeah.
Dang it.
I just find it funny that with Fairy Idol, they use the Simon character who, in his original appearance, is nothing like Simon.
Well, we'll get back to this in a sec, I promise.
No worries. Hey, we're all back here.
And we're worried.
No, he's not. This portion of the podcast has been brought to you by Panera Bread. We're not sponsored.
Brought to you by the Chum Bucket.
The Chum
Bucket. It's the cake and bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Try their new Chumbalaya.
Okay, Fairy Idol versus Jimmy Timmy Power Hour 2.
No, wait, both of those? Oh, my gosh. Never mind. Screw that. This is tougher.
No, Okay, I messed up. I was looking at the wrong thing.
No, this is really tough, though.
Never mind. And oh, my God. Now this is tougher.
Screw Fairy Idol versus Jimmy Power Hour 2.
Power Hour.
Power Hour.
You know.
Wow. All right.
That was easier than I thought.
Okay, next. School's Out the Musical versus Jimmy Timmy Power Hour 3.
Oh! Gosh, stop.
Power Hour. I gotta go Power Hour.
Yeah, Power Hour. I hate to be that guy. I gotta stop.
What are you going with, Bill?
School's Out the Musical, Jimmy Timmy Power Hour 3.
Did you vote?
No, I have not.
Neither have I. Oh, my God. Do I make it easy or make it tough? Because I'm going School's Out.
Ooh. As much as I like School's Out, I got to go Power Hour 3 because I thought that was the good conclusion to all of it.
Yep. All right. Okay, we'll make this one easy in 5 seconds.
Wishology versus Channel Chasers.
Channel Chasers.
Channel Chasers.
Down Channel Chasers. Even though I love Wishology to death, Channel Chasers.
All right.
Okay, next.
I went through Withology phase.
Information Superhighway versus That Old Black Magic.
It's got to be Information Superhighway.
Yeah, that one. With Crocker.
In the dress.
Timmy, what are you looking up on the internet? Sorry.
Okay.
Number 12, Totally Spaced Out versus number 4,
Back Veronica.
I'm Trixie. I'm Trixie. Okay, so Totally Spaced Out, aka again, it's a boy from Europe versus sending the kid to Mars, people.
Totally spaced out.
Yeah. Instant classic.
Justin. Yeah. All right.
Spaced out.
Sorry, Norm.
Norm! That's another reference.
Odd West versus Miss Dimmesdale.
Gotta go Odd West on this one. Miss Dimmesdale was honestly kind of cringy.
Yeah, it really is. Odd West.
No, just because it gives us the image of Dingleberg as Mr. Turner's slave.
No, that's the only good part.
Justin.
That's the only good part.
Da 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 da.
Da
da da da da.
Vicky Lewis or Icky or the secret Master
Dingleberg.
Or the secret origins of Denzel Crocker.
The secret origins of Denzel Crocker. March 15
is 10 days away, people.
Oh my God, this is getting crazy.
All right, want to go right and then go up?
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh my God. All right.
Lights, Camera, Adam versus Action. Oh, wait.
No, we got to go down here. Shiny Teeth versus Go West, Young Man.
No, Shiny Teeth. It's
got to
be Shiny Teeth.
Shiny Teeth in
me. Because I can remember that one more than I can remember the kid Adam West.
I was singing it the other day at random.
Shiny Teeth.
Is that 3?
Yeah. Sorry, Justin, you have no say in that one.
I haven't voted in the past few. Have you noticed that?
Well, this one's going to be probably another one you don't have to vote for, because I think we're all going to be unanimous on this.
Foul ball or birthday wish?
I want the Timmy O. Give me the Timmy O's. It's for pack mules.
That's for pack. This is for pack mules.
Oh, my God. Foul ball. Yay.
Honey, I still can't find my pants.
Honey. All right, ahead.
That's another one.
A coupon for Timmy O's?
I thought it was for pack mules. Last time.
Mission responsible or Power Mad?
Power Mad. I mean, it's the first episode of the second episode of season one of Fairly Odd Parents.
Power Mad, baby.
And it's 6:13. Well, it's not 6:13. It's 8:26. But Timmy always uses the bathroom at 6:13.
Isn't that bad luck? Anyways. All right.
Emma Adam versus Action Packed.
Oh,
not a Action Packed.
Lights, Camera, Adam. By the minority, but.
All right. I'm going Action Packed. Justin, make it easy or make it hard?
Action Packed or Lights, Camera, Adam?
Lights, Camera, Adam.
Hey, you guys.
Okay. Allie, you know what to do.
Alexa, pick a number between 1 and 2.
There's a number between 1 and 2. It's 2. Oh,
thank you.
No!
Your bubble is bleeding.
TV's Adam West.
Okay.
All right. This is your wish versus Odd Jobs.
Oh, my gosh. So many good references. I thought you said plastic surgery.
Oh, my God. Let's see.
Oh, Timmy, I forgot to give you your pencil sketch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's too good. These both are so good. I'm just trying to think, which one am I going to remember more?
It's easy for me.
A lot.
It's a planet.
I think I'm going to go with Odd Jobs here.
Yeah.
As much as I love This Is Your Wish, I would probably put it in my top 10. But I gotta go Odd Jobs.
Odd Jobs.
Oh, yeah, Timmy's got another girl. Come on. Boop, 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 boop. Okay.
You've selected astronaut
as your next cool job.
And you know what's funny about this episode? It really shows you how terrible Timmy's mother is. When he goes, oh yeah, I wanna have my husband's life insurance policy.
Oh my God.
Wow. Oh, you don't remember that?
It's that shows how long it's been for me to watch the show. Is I never picked up on that.
So many adult references you find as an adult now that you never know.
Okay, Truth of Consequences or Where's Wanda?
Gotta go Where's Wanda on this one.
Where's Wanda?
Where's Wanda?
Sorry, guys. I had my dishwasher going
wrong. You know. Cosmos Con or Wanda's Day Off?
Okay, these are the back-to-back episodes, which are pretty much on my top 10 lists. Mm-hmm. And this is tough. This is probably pretty tough for me. Really tough. I need to go last on this.
I'm going Cosmos Con.
Cosmos Con.
CosmoCon.
Okay, you guys made my life easier. I do love Cosmo. I probably pick CosmoCon over Wanda's Day Off to begin with.
That's life versus Mother Nature.
Did I say, Sonny? I ain't been ready. Can a guy get the weatherman? I gotta go with Mother Nature.
Justin?
Mother Nature.
I am going Mother Nature.
Wow. The number 15 seed actually doing really well.
All right, we now move on to the Sweet 16.
All right, here we go.
We'll start from the top.
You okay over there?
Number one, Abba Catastrophe versus number 13, Jimmy Timmy Power Hour 3. No, two. Thank you.
Which I'm going. I'm going
Power Hour.
All right.
Allie?
I already said Jimmy Timmy 2.
Okay. As much as I like Jimmy Timmy Power Hour 2, Abba Catastrophe really started it. But I gotta go Jimmy Timmy Power Hour 2. JT, what would you go for? What were you going to pick, JT?
Power Hour.
I just remember Power Hour. That was more funny. It's like you can actually laugh at the time.
I remember it more. I'm going to be honest with you guys.
Serious.
All right.
I just remember.
Jimmy Timmy Power Hour 3. Versus Channel Chasers.
Do I want to go Jimmy Timmy Power Hour versus Jimmy Timmy Power Hour, or do I want to go Channel Chasers?
I'm going Channel Chasers.
I'm going Channel Chasers.
This would have been the perfect series finale. I'm going Channel Chasers.
Yeah, but so would have Power Hour, honestly.
You can make an argument for Wishology, too.
Wishology, to me, it's still overstayed its welcome.
Oh, damn you.
Yeah. I'm going Channel Chasers. So is that three?
All right, Channel Chasers.
Plus, Allie, well, we can't talk about him.
Okay, information.
Damn it, Alec Baldwin, you ruined something good.
Information Super Highway versus Totally Spaced Out.
Information Super Highway.
I agree.
The smart one.
Agreed.
That was easy.
Odd Odd West versus The Secret Origins of Denzel Crocker.
It's going to end up being Information Super Highway versus The Secret Origins of Denzel Crocker. Can we just call it?
Yeah, just do that. Get out of the way.
Yeah.
Yes! Anyways.
Essentially, Doug Dimmadome gave Mr. Turner $8.
Yeah.
$8 for the whole thing? That's ridiculous.
Maybe $8.
Turns out that my childhood stunk.
Oh my god. Alright.
Okay, number 8, Odd Jobs. Okay, hold on.
Take your time.
We're good. Just finishing my dishes away.
Number 8, Odd Jobs versus number 4, Where's Wanda?
Odd jobs. Sweeping away here. Let's do it.
I gotta go with Odd Jobs. Okay. Oh, we got a tough one. CosmoCon or Mother Nature?
Ooh.
I'm going CosmoCon.
Justin?
I'm gonna go Mother Nature.
Okay.
Because they saved the town with giant gelatin.
But Brittany.
But gelatin.
But Denzel Crocker having a really good finale with a short-lived fairy convention.
I gotta go CosmoCon.
The bathroom.
Wait, what did you say?
CosmoCon.
Why does it come down to me?
You're CosmoCon. The host.
I am the host of the most, so CosmoCon.
I'm sorry, I don't live near you guys, so I can't say anything.
Okay, fine. So CosmoCon it is. What do we got next?
Okay.
Down here.
90 versus Foul Ball.
Shh. Shiny teeth in me. Tough call. Tough call. But I think it's going to say come out of shiny teeth in me. It's just more catchy. What do you think the song is what carries it?
I got to go with shiny teeth. Justin?
I'm going to go Foulballed.
I'm going with shiny teeth.
All right. Shiny teeth it is. And last one before we get to the final four.
No, we have
still
more to go.
Oh, you're right. Sorry.
Oh, we're done? Oh, yeah. Power Mat versus Action Pack. You got two low seed. Actually.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say Action Pack, but that's just me.
I'm going with Power Mat. I feel like it's just more quotable and it's more memorable.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Justin?
Yeah, Power Man.
Gotta go with the classic. Wow. That's the old Action Pack, which was actiony.
Okay, we are now down to the Elite Eight.
Oh my gosh, this is gonna be crazy.
It's going nuts.
Okay, number 13, Jimmy Tinney Power Hour versus number 2, Channel Chaser.
Oh, two good finales.
See, to me, Jimmy Timmy's the more enjoyable.
Okay.
What's the better episode?
What's special?
That's the thing. I think as an episode overall, I think Channel Chasers is probably better.
Story-wise as well. I mean,
I gotta go Channel Chasers.
This is tough.
It sure is.
You know what? I feel like what's going to make my money, what's going to make me laugh and smile every day is going to be Jimmy Timmy 2.
Yeah.
Besides, Jimmy Timmy 2 had Morgan Freeman.
True that.
That is a good point.
So are we actually going Jimmy Timmy 2 and we're going to have an upset?
Yep. I'm doing it.
Wow.
Let's go for it.
I was going to go Channel Chasers, but my vote is mute.
Wait, come back. Take us with you.
Cue the booze. Cue the booze.
Sorry. No. Okay, now comes an even tougher one.
Information Superhighway or Secret Origins of Denzel Crocker?
Well, it's Crocker. We know Crocker's the villain here.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, which Crocker do we like?
I know Information Superhighway.
Ooh.
Same here.
I'm going to be the different one. Because Secret Origins of Crocker is the reason why Crocker became who he is. Thank you, Timmy Turner.
Exactly.
Justin, make it easier.
I respect your privacy, but you don't have to lose your money by coming in anyway.
Oh, well. By the way, if you have Paramount Plus, March 15th, please watch Secret Origins of Denzel Crocker. That's the only time of year you have to watch it.
Yep.
Or all Mr. right, so which one are you
or Mr. Crocker exactly. will go to your house and, well.
Or do you guys want to do a March 15th, you know, watch along for the Secret Origins?
Justin, what are you picking?
Information Super Highway.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Wait, JT, what did you pick?
Information Super Highway, but go on.
All right.
Also, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
There is a throwaway line in Secret Origins where AJ suggests he might know what fairies are.
Silence! What is the sound of one hand clapping?
I don't know that either!
If a tree falls in the forest and there's no one around here, it doesn't make a sound.
Does it?
Yes!
Okay. Versus Cosmo Cop.
Ooh.
Wait, are we in the final four?
No. Final eight, though. It's Odd Jobs versus CosmoCon.
Odd Jobs versus CosmoCon. I gotta go CosmoCon.
CosmoCon.
Justin?
CosmoCon.
I mean, CosmoCon. Timmy gets an A in this.
Say no más.
Oh my God, Timmy got an A!
It's the end of the world. It's time for the apocalypse. Shiny Teeth versus Power Mad.
Shiny Teeth and me.
Power Mad.
Bill?
I gotta go Shiny Teeth.
You really have to make me choose.
Allie, it's down to you.
Sorry, Justin.
It doesn't have to be this way.
Uh-oh.
There's still time. You can still change your mind.
Alexa, pick a number between 1 and 2. Oh, she can't. She's not even on anyways. Damn it. Just do it. Do it.
So,
do it.
I'm trying to keep that sparkle.
No worries, it'll be gone soon. Trust me. All right. Okay, we're good. It's Information Superhighway.
We're four now.
Wait, it's Information Superhighway. Jimmy Timmy 2, CosmoCon, and Shiny Teeth.
Yes. Okay, we're gonna start over here.
Okay.
Information Superhighway
versus
Jimmy Timmy 2. I feel like for me, I'll say this loud and clear, Information Superhighway is the more Fairly OddParents episode in a way. Jimmy Timmy Power Hour is just a crossover mashup. You'll know Information Superhighway as it's Fairly OddParents. You know what?
Oh, very much so. I mean, in terms of enjoyability, I think Jimmy Timmy edges it out because right now I just have the entire second half of that episode playing in my head right now.
Oh, wow.
As if I saw it yesterday.
Wow.
Hot dog set up long. You're the head of fairy world. There's a lot of things I can't find. This is the one that shocked you.
Now and forever, I am fairy boy.
All right, so which one are we picking? Justin?
I'll go Information just because Allie's right. It is the more Fairly Odd Parents episode.
Allie?
I already said it. You know it.
All right, JT.
Information Superhighway.
Okay, then.
You heard it here first.
Okay, Information Superhighway is going to the
championship.
Wow. Oh, wait, no, wrong one. Now we got Shiny Teeth versus CosmoCon.
I mean, this is the one where I'm going to actually go with CosmoCon because it is my top episode of all time.
I'm going CosmoCon.
Make it three, I'm going CosmoCon.
It has to be anonymous then. So CosmoCon, and then what's the versus Shiny Teeth? Oh no, or
Information Superhighway.
Oh my God!
Superhighway or CosmoCon?
I'm sorry, I thought the plague was a band. I didn't know they wiped out a third of Europe.
I mean, once again, both have Crocker in it. Just know that.
Good news, everybody! The F's are ready.
Wait, this smells like an A. It belongs to Timmy. I just doodled. Thank you, short attention span.
Oh my God.
But the most important thing is there
There was a dead peeping flower.
Mm-hmm.
I think, honestly, I love both of these episodes. I'm going to start. I'm going to get this over with. Information Superhighway is, although it's a more longer full-length episode compared to, like, the CosmoCon short episode. And you have some moments there.
But I will say this. Information Superhighway does have this great moment that I just forgot. Probably one of my favorite jokes of its kind. Quick, pull my wand!
Be lying, I'm doing my homework in the bathroom.
But that's where I do my test.
That's where I pay my bills.
Oh my gosh. And both are being lying regardless.
Pull my wand!
But regardless, they both deserve the spot, but only one gets it. They both deserve the spot. However, one has to deserve it more than the other. I'm going CosmoCon.
Justin? Man. You know, JT. Let's go JT.
Why me?
Because I can. The most?
I am the host with the most, so I'm going to go with...
I will say this. CosmoCon did have a very creepy moment where Mr. Crocker walks in on Mrs. Turner in the bathroom.
Just reading the newspaper.
She could have not have been.
Also mine.
Also mine.
Stay out.
All right. All right, kids. There's only one answer here. And it's the Information Superhighway.
Oh, wow.
All right, I'm making things interesting. I'm going CosmoCon.
No!
Are you going to make it easy or are you going to make it tough on us?
Okay.
Are you going to make the final say or are you going to make her say the final say?
What's the score right now?
Two CosmoCon, one Information Superhighway.
Okay.
2-1.
Huh.
The choice, should you choose to accept it, is yours.
Hold on. I have a question.
Yeah.
In the
canon, does Information Superhighway take place before or after the Eddie the Gerbil episode?
What does that have to do with anything?
It has to do with it.
I don't know where you're going with this. I don't.
So if you remember... In Information Superhighway, when the computer gets busted, Mr. Turner creates this makeshift computer using Eddie the Gerbil as a power supply.
Oh.
Okay.
Alive and well.
Information Superhighway Season 2.
And which one was the Eddie the Gerbil episode?
Season 3.
Okay, you win this time, Butch Harmon. I'm going CosmoCon anyway.
Woo!
So CosmoCon has won our bracket.
Yay! And I know where to put it.
Justin Bieber's house.
No, not just Justin Bieber's house. Justin Bieber's bathroom.
Yes, because he sucks. Shiny teeth in me, baby. So the winner of the best Fairly Odd Parents March Madness bracket episode for March of 2025 is
CosmoCon.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. That's gonna do it for us, guys. Thanks so much for watching, listening, however you enjoy. Center. I want to thank this esteemed panelist, and Bill Murphy especially for coming with this bracket last minute. I know you talked about this before. And Allie helped him out. Yes, but Bill literally put it
set up over the summer before I moved.
Yes, Allie did put this together over the summer.
My apologies. Allie, thank you so much for giving us this topic tonight. You're the best. Sorry about that, everyone.
And apologies because Brittany could not be here tonight because she got eaten by a wildebeest.
Nice work. So, but I know this is. Oh, dear God. So, but yeah, this is a fun one to do tonight. Needless to say, though, thank you so much for watching us and however you enjoy us tonight. Bill, you have a Sports Sports
Insanity podcast on the Sports Insanity Network. Check us out. We're on all platforms. Real March Madness is just around the corner.
Yes, with basketball left and right here in the U.S.
Our March Madness here on SRS is just getting started.
Yes, next week's going to have a whole new topic, whole new March Madness bracket, and we're going to go from there. So
we'll figure out where it is, though.
We'll figure it out when we get there. But we're going to figure it out the day before, not hours before. Don't worry. So no worries.
Anyways, yeah, let's be more prepared next time.
Let's hope I have more ideas.
We have at least 50 to 70 ideas ready to go. Just saying. But for all of us and for all of us here at the Super Brew Show, thank you so much for watching us and having Georgia. Don't forget to follow us on our social media accounts as well, simply at the Super Brew Show, Facebook and Instagram. Simply at the Super Brew Show. We do have a lot of good fun postings over there by yours truly. And but for all of us here at the Super Brew Show, stay safe.
Take care.
And
be awesome.